The Fallen by Tarn Richardson. Narrated by Peter Noble. Let not the dead live. Let not the giants rise again. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 14. Prologue. Tuesday, September the 11th, 1877. Pleven, Bulgaria. Whoever knew men could bleed so much? The priest's knees trembled as he took a step forward from the assembly of clerics into a landscape of nightmares. A hand caught and steadied the ailing figure, holding him firm until his nausea had passed. Everywhere was covered in blood. In the cloying, churned earth, dashed across the rocks, gathered in curdled puddles from the heat of the day, over the carpet of bodies piled on the cold ground. Is this really a vision of our dream? The priest asked, as a taller cleric, bearded and dressed in a black satin robe inlaid with carefully laced fabrics and glistening jewels, pushed past him to stand ahead of the gathered congregation. Slowly he surveyed the ruined, blasted battlements, where a mighty fortress had stood only a short time before. No, he said beside a shattered column of rubble, once a vast support for the Turkish southern defences. He turned his head to look at the priests who had accompanied him to this hellish place. This is no dream. It is a nightmare. One that will soon embrace the entire world. All in their party fell quiet, the only sounds those of the battlefield being cleared by those who had survived. The sounds of suffering and disorder polluted the silence, the moans of the wounded and the dying, the shrill whinny of horses trying helplessly to rise from the dirt onto shattered limbs, the panicked shouts of Russian officers attempting to regain control of their broken troops and urgently strengthen defences at the hard-fought site. The clinging stench of smoke, the stink of gunpowder and butchery drifted across the battlefield, ravaging senses, choking throats. All life had been torn from the land with the weight of the conflict, leaving everything black and grey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?